AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to a brand new week of AutoLine Daily. Later in the show, we'll look for Jeep Easter eggs, but first we'll start off with more May sales numbers. As we reported last week, Tesla's U.S. sales were down nearly 35% in May. But overall, the EV segment posted a solid gain last month. Wards reports that electric vehicle sales were just under 6,000 units. That's a 34% gain compared to 2013. The Nissan Leaf dominated the segment, accounting for over half of all EVs sold in May. And the BMW i3, which just debuted, had a good start with over 300 sold. But we'll have to see if the company can keep that up. Plug-in hybrids enjoyed an even bigger boost in May, with over 6,600 sold. That's an increase of 107%. The top-selling plug-in was the Prius, followed by the Volt and Fusion. Wow, Mexico is becoming one of the largest manufacturing hubs around the globe. And now Kia is the latest automaker to set up shop in the country. Reuters reports that the company will break ground on a new plant in Monterrey sometime this year. The facility will have an annual capacity of 300,000 units and build two small cars to start. Former UAW President Bob King made it one of his priorities to organize a transplant. But now that he's not in charge, the union says it's going to spend less on efforts to organize a foreign plant. The Detroit News reports that for the last 4 years, the UAW has used $15 million annually from its strike fund to organize, but now the new secretary-treasurer of the union, Gary Castile, says it's going to spend less on trying to get a transplant to join the union. And we've got more news right after this.
You already know that you can listen to AutoLine's Industry Insight in places like YouTube and Stitcher, but did you know that you can also listen to it live in your car? It's simple. Just pair your smartphone with your vehicle's Bluetooth connection or plug into the aux jack. Then navigate to AutoLine.tv using your phone's browser. Find the show you want to hear and click play just like you would on your computer.
This is AutoLine After Hours with John McElroy.
It's that easy. Never be disconnected from AutoLine's top-notch insider information with AutoLine on the go.
Electronic forms of communication are so popular these days, but this next story may have you using good old snail mail. On Friday, the United States Postal Service issued a new set of hot rod stamps, which depict one of two 32 Ford Roadsters. The first is a rear three-quarter view of a black version with flames running down the side of it, and the other is a frontal view of a red model. Prices for the stamp start out at about $10 for a book of 20, but you can also get a framed piece of art or even hot rod envelopes. Supplier company Valeo is kicking off its second annual Valeo Innovation Challenge, which gives young engineers an opportunity to create the equipment that will make cars more intelligent and intuitive by 2030. To take part, teams of 2 to 5 students must present a relevant and innovative project to the contest's website. From there, 20 teams will be given €5,000, or about $6,800, to put their idea into practice and build a functioning concept, which they will present to a jury at the 2015 Frankfurt Auto Show. The winning team will take home a €100,000 prize, or about $136,000. Just click the link in today's show notes to find out all of the details. Coming up next, hunting for Easter eggs in June.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires.
Excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
For the past couple of years, Jeep has hidden design icons into its SUVs that it calls Easter eggs because you have to look hard to find them in some cases. On last week's AutoLine After Hours, we were joined by Phil Jansen, the vehicle line executive for the upcoming Jeep Renegade. In the following clip, he points out where some of the Easter eggs you can find on the new vehicle.
There are a lot of Easter eggs on this vehicle, more than I think I know where they're all at.
Look where Chip's looking right now, because I think he done found one of
them. Yeah, you really all through the exterior and the interior, there's numerous examples. I think you should look at one on the up the mirror cover. The funny story of Easter eggs.
So this is the cover for the inside rear view mirror. It has like a little Jeep icon front end on it.
Has the Willys Jeep front end. We leverage that in numerous locations. You'll see it on the trim. You'll see it on the lighting.
Oh, what are we looking at here?
Well, that's just basically a bezel on along the speaker or the door trim. You can see the same Jeep expression. I'm not sure I know where they're all at. And
probably only Klaus does, right?
Klaus or, and Mark Allen.
And Mark, right.
Then you'll see even on the wheel, there's a Willys Jeep on the Renegade wheel.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
At first I saw it, I thought maybe there was a tape on the wheel, and I went down there. Oh, that's a Jeep.
If you want to learn more about the Renegade, you can watch that entire episode on our website or on YouTube. Just search for the Autoline Network, or you can download the podcast through iTunes. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.